Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. When I go shopping at the farmer's market, I'm always drawn to the stands that have the eggplants because these days they come in such an amazing range of colors and shapes. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, it used to be that people shied away from cooking eggplant, but we seem to be making some progress on that front.
Well, that's true, Al. The myth was that eggplant were super bitter and that you had to salt the heck out of them to remove the bitterness. I mean, that may be true of the old large eggplants, which everybody used to like to grow, the bigger the better.
Yeah.
But nowadays, we're getting the smaller, younger ones, and they're much more mild.
Well, I always thought that the long ones with the pointed ends were the male and had smaller, fewer seeds than the rounded, broad at the bottom, female ones.
There's some truth to that, but eggplants are basically gender neutral.
Oh.
There's no male eggplant, just individual ones with smaller seeds, which is good. Like I said, the seeds are bitter, so getting rid of them, it makes the eggplant that much better.
So this gets us to the question of salting then.
Yeah, I mean, salting is a good method for reducing the amount of water in the eggplant, which can be considerable. They're actually like sponges, and you'll definitely see that when you cook them. But, the more water, the more dilute the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you cut your eggplant into slices or cubes. Go ahead and sprinkle a bunch of salt on them to sweat away the excess water. And then you'll pat the eggplant dry before cooking it.
Yeah, well, we've tried making stuffed eggplants a while ago, and it seems to me that you need to pre-roast the halved eggplants to get both the flesh and the skin tender.
Oh, I think it's a good idea. I mean, that skin can be pretty tough and a little bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you roast it long enough, you can easily, you'll see you can poke a toothpick through the skin and you're good to go.
Well, I imagine there's hundreds of ways to stuff an eggplant.
Easily. I mean, I think the two basic, left or right is meat or vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
If you go with meat, you want to have ground up, like ground beef, like we talked about, or ground lamb,
mm-hmm.
ground turkey, all of that. Also, if you hollow out your eggplant into shells before roasting them, you can save that flesh and also use that in the stuffing. And here's something else. Eggplant plays very nicely with just about any spice you can think of. So don't be afraid to get into your spice rack and have some fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, other recipes I saw called for peeling the eggplant.
That makes sense. You say you want to cut the flesh into cubes or strips, and it eliminates having to deal with that tough outer skin.
Now, if you're going to saute eggplant, do you need a little extra olive oil?
I think a little extra is an understatement. Like I said, you mentioned these things are sponges, right?
Right.
I mean, I feel like all they do is soak up oil. You're going to be constantly adding it. So don't be stingy.
What are some of your favorite eggplant dishes?
I mean, I love eggplant lasagna.
Yeah.
I mean, trim and, partially peel the eggplant, which is like I just cut strips with a peeler down, leaving some of the skin on.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it into nice thin slices, like a quarter inch thick. Put them on a baking sheet, brush them with olive oil, and roast them until they're golden brown.
Right.
And then you're basically going to make lasagna with those slices instead of pasta. You'll want some cheese layers, you can add some other vegetables like spinach, and you're good to go.
Well, Jerry, I think the bottom line for this idea is that eggplants are a lot easier than we thought.
Agreed.
Okay. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.